With Baylor Director of Athletics, Mac Rhodes is sponsored by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, serving Texans since 1952. Edward Jones Investments with John Maddox, Ben Erlinson, Brad Hill, and Brad Wilson, making sense of investments. Myatt Fuels, our family would love to serve yours. If you need fuel or lubricant, we're here for you.
All right, here we go. It's 4:19 on this overcast, rainy Tuesday afternoon in Central Texas. We're also now Paul Catalina, David Smoke, joined by the Director of Athletics at Baylor University, Mac Rhodes, on ESPN Central Texas. How about the gutty basketball win last night in Austin?
Yeah, that really was. You I think you said it correctly, gutty. You talk about defense travels, and that's been really the staple of our success is we've been able to defend at a really, really high level on the road and certainly at home. But, defense is the one thing that you can always control because it's about effort. And, our kids, our student athletes love to play at that end of the floor and did a great job last night.
Mac, do you think that, we've seen defense, kind of take over college basketball this year. How much do you think the new rules have an effect on that?
Yeah, I mean, they probably, aid, the ability to defend, particularly, when you don't reset the shot clock all the way to the max value, et cetera. And so you maybe shorten the length of some possessions. So I do think that favors it. And I think for us, we've got some young men that just really take that to heart and take pride in it and do a really, really good job in terms of defending the ball.
Mac, Scott, earlier, I had a chance to record an interview with him that we had about an hour ago. He told me this stat that it's the first time since 1968 that a Division I men's basketball team in Texas, since the Elvin Hayes University of Houston team, had a number one ranking and had it for more at 4 weeks or longer. Now, I know I'm old. I remember that. I was nine. That's some pretty heavy-duty territory. They beat Lou Alcindor. Again, this team will be measured eventually by what happens in the tournament, but that's pretty heavy-duty stuff right there when you consider Houston's been good before with Faislam Ajama. Texas Tech last year was in the Final Four. UT's had some teams that have been highly ranked, huh?
Yeah, I mean it's a great stat, and I think a stat like that hopefully gives you some appreciation for what this team is doing, and when Scott talks about those stats, the one thing he has in mind always is our young men and the tribute to them, and so again this the sense of appreciation how hard it is. To number one, get a number one ranking, and then certainly to stay there. And as you mentioned, for four plus weeks. Again, at the end of the day, it's going to be about how we finish out. And I know that Coach Drew believes that, and that's his message to the team. Everything that we're doing right now is for the purpose of building toward the end of the year and how we finish, the end of the year, our regular season, how we compete and play in the Big 12 tournament, and then how we compete and play in the NCAA tournament.
All right, Mac Rhodes with us on ESPN Central Texas. With this story coming Friday afternoon, about the baseball team, is there any way, shape, or form that, based on what Baylor's dealt with other stories recently, that the decision to suspend 14 players was in any way like almost overkill?
No, I don't believe that at all. I think it was appropriate. The investigation, that entire process, right, because that's done by, third party. That's not something that athletics is involved in. That's handled by campus, right? I don't necessarily know all of the details and shouldn't know all of the details. But, when it came time to the sanctions, the consequences, I think I think they were appropriate, and trust, you know, certainly trusted the findings, and then coming together in terms of what sanctions those were going to be, and again, you know, nobody lost a scholarship, nobody was kicked off the team, and you know, I think our fans know this, and if not, and this is a really, really good group of young men. They are. I'll go to battle with them any day of the week. Coach Rodriguez and his staff, how they lead our program, manage it, is elite, and appreciative for Coach Rodriguez and the way he handled all of this and staff, but also our young men. And sometimes, you know, the intention is pure, and it's about having fun, and you know, maybe you know, you take that a step or two too far, and then before you know it, it falls into a different category. And so we live and we learn, and I know our young men have learned and will grow from this, and we'll move forward.
One more question about this. Does the size of a team affect, or the decision to stagger the suspensions rather than just eat it all in one weekend?
I think it's you know, it's the size of the team and the combination of the number of players, you know, that will face, you know, the suspension. And so when you look at, you know, the roster size, you look at the number suspended, I think it's hard to do, you know, to be able to, as you said, your words, eat it in the first, you know, weekend series. And so again, we thoughtfully, you know, talked about that and discussed about that and say, you know, how do we do this and still the suspensions be impactful to the young men.
Mac Rhodes with us on ESPN Central Texas. Paul?
Mac, Mark Emmert and Bob Bowlesby, among others, were on Capitol Hill today talking mostly about name, image, and likeness rights. Obviously, you know, when the Senate gets things, they're going to grandstand and do things. Mark Emmert did get kind of gotten after by a couple different senators. How did you think that went, and how do you think, well, what do you think Congress's role should be in all of this?
So just, you know, full transparency, just because of my day and everything that was on my schedule today, you know, I haven't had a chance to really read anything about it or look at it. You know, I think the federal government getting involved, I think is significant. And, you know, what I do know is I think right now we're up to about 18 different states that are, you know, in the process of imposing, passing, you know, different legislation as it comes to name, image, and likeness. And that, in my opinion, equals chaos. And, you know, how can, you know, when we talk about NCAA rules, how can we, you know, have any type of you know, baseline to operate from when we've got, you know, depending upon the state, it's different from one state or the other. And so, you know, the only way potentially to have some uniformity is for, you know, the federal government to be involved and to get involved. And so, you know, I appreciate that there's some conversation going on. I think you know, we, meaning not necessarily the NCAA, but we in intercollegiate athletics, I don't know that we've done a great job of educating the masses in terms of the reality of college athletics and how it works and those that are impacted by name, image, and likeness, et cetera. You know, what's the downfall if we go to a true pay-for-play type model, which, you know, again, I think is certainly the wrong direction. You know, this idea of upholding the collegiate model, I think, is really, really, really important. You know, are there some things that we can do to liberalize some of the rules? You know, absolutely. And I think that's the conversation that we're all having. And it's probably, you know, and maybe, you know, 6 months from now I'll feel differently, but I think it's good that the federal government is at least taking the time to learn more.
Kansas game, you have West Virginia coming up. That's a home game, and obviously they're trying to sell that game out. Kansas is a sellout. It's a Saturday. Not sure exactly if there will be any other additional media coverage from ESPN that day, but right now it says will call will open up an hour before tip. Is there a chance that you want to open that up a little bit wider to allow to make sure that people, if they want to be at that game, who have tickets, who don't have them in hand, make sure that they get a chance to get inside the Ferrell Center?
Yeah, I think those are conversations that that we're having now in terms of how do we best accommodate, you know, that crowd, you know, that early 11 a.m. tip, et cetera. So we're in the process of doing that, and as you mentioned, you know, still obviously more pressing than the Kansas game right now is the West Virginia game, our next one up, and doing everything we can to sell that out and make sure that we have just a great environment and one that's, you know, makes it harder for West Virginia to play to play in.
The tailgate issue from last week, I know it's not over. There are still people who want answers and want to know more about it. In the end, what did you learn? What did your department learn? What did Mac Rhodes and Baylor learn?
That's a really great question. And, you know, I mentioned the last time I was on the radio and certainly wasn't trying to be defensive, and I hope it didn't come across that way. But, you know, we did have a communication plan, and fortunately that misinformation got out before we were able to really, you know, put that into play. But I think as you look back, are there things that we could have done better? Yeah, I think that we could have had some deeper, some better, you know, conversations off record with a variety of stakeholders before any type of official announcement. And so I think that's an area that we could have done better. Absolutely. There was never an intent to mislead or to misinform. Unfortunately, for whatever reasons, there was a lot of misinformation. Now, at the end of the day, even with the right and correct information, look, we know that there's still some people that aren't going to be necessarily happy with the change, and we get that and know that and understand that. But, you know, there are other accommodations for those. And, you know, we'll expect and certainly believe that, you know, that area where Tailgate Guys is coming into, that area will be sold out. And I think it will be a great experience for everybody that tailgates in that peninsula area.
Mac, as you're headed to build a new basketball field house, I assume it's, I mean, obviously it's always a great time to have a number one ranked team in both, but how much of that, you know, with kind of spiked attendance and people getting more excited about it, helps in gathering data for what you'll need for when you build that?
Yeah, I think it helps a lot, and because it's hopefully the standard, right? And so there's this maybe elevated standard when you think about both programs being ranked in number one and top five, and so now demand, and you know that's the level that we want to continue at. And so that's the standard, that's the right, you know, data that we want in terms of driving decisions about venue, you know, the facility, all of the particulars. I think it's good. And again, you know, as we continue to move forward, you know, and set this standard, that's really, really hard to continue to be at that level, but we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we stay there.
I don't mean this in any kind of a flippant way, but I know what running means to you. I know what me and what it means to me every morning to go work out with the stress that can be, whether it's professional, whether it's just something that happens or personal, whatever. How much, and I mean this in all sincerity, how much does Mac Rhodes rely now on those runs during the times when things can get a little bit heated?
Yeah, I mean, you know, running has always been important to me because it's an outlet. It's an outlet to think of things differently, right? I think so much when you're in the heat of the moment, you get locked into thinking about things one way. And so that's my way to escape. and to think about things differently, to replay things. Could we have done something better? Could we have made a different decision, right? Or how do I look at this issue different? Or how do we take things to the next level and introduce new ideas? So, that's my outlet. That's my time to be able to do that and kind of just step away from, my office and just kind of the everyday. And so, I enjoy it. I love it. At the end of the day, running doesn't replace my faith, and for me that's where all of that starts. And I'll be honest, I don't know how you do this job without having great faith and be able to rely on that.
And your support staff doesn't hurt, does it?
No, our support staff is as good as there is in the country. Love them all, and they do such a great job.
That's Mack Rhodes. Thank you, Mack. Appreciate your time. Mack Rhodes on yet another busy day for him, the athletic director at Baylor.